drive?
No, I haven't. Okay. I don't think I would do that either.
Well, we're going to ask our guest, because we have a guest checking in right now, and I hope we have him. Do we have Dr. Del Toro on? Okay, the doc is here. So tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I
am. What's up, Doc?
How are you guys doing? Hey, congratulations on the touchdown. That was very, very nice.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
That was good. That was good.
You know what? He's all fixulated up now. I mean, he's good. Everything is moving in proper accordance, is it not, Marcus?
It is. It is. We're good
to go.
That's
right.
Now, one of the guys that's not moving in proper accord was the big one, the big heavy hoofer, Marcus Gilbert. Marcus went down. Do you got any idea what was befuddling him there?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the mechanism of injury, it looked like it was more the inside part of the ankle. The most commonly injured part of the ankle is the outside part, the lateral ankle. But it seemed to me that it was more the inside part of the ankle, which is a tougher injury. And with that, you could also get like a high ankle sprain there in that region. So, you know, I hope it turns out okay for him. But it seemed like it was more than just a regular old lateral ankle sprain. It seemed like it was more than that.
Doc, I got to ask you something. Okay. Back in my day, there was just ankle sprains. There was no high ankle, you know. There was hernias. There was no sports hernia. I mean, it was just a hernia.
Right.
You know, designer injuries come from?
We came a long way since your time.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Doc,
yes.
where did these designer injuries come from?
As well, you know, years and years of solid designer research. It's what's led to the designer injuries. But, you know, with the high ankle sprain, what it is there's a little connection between the two bones in the bottom of the leg, and when they come together, they can get injured. And when you watch how he came down, you know in soccer how they give somebody a red card or a yellow card for taking a dive? He wasn't,
oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't take a dive. He didn't take a dive at all. They rolled up on his ankle, so it looked like he really potentially could have gotten that high part of the ankle, hopefully that's okay. Definitely the medial ankle, maybe the high part of the ankle. I heard somewhere midfoot as well. Those are all touchy areas. So, God willing,
midfoot could be pretty bad, right?
Yes, God willing, he heals quickly. And I know they got the best trainers down there, but you know, that one could be touchy based on how he got rolled up on. So,
Doc, when you see an ankle injury, what's your first assessment? What do you do?
Well, first I want to see if they can bear weight on it. If they can't bear weight on it right away, you're concerned about a fracture. If they can bear weight on it, then, you know, based on the exam or based on the location of where the swelling is, you start to get an idea as to where this is heading. You really have to ice it down. You get some advanced imaging if you need to really pin down your diagnosis, and then you start your rehabilitation protocol.
Now, a Liz Frank, is that considered a midfoot injury?
And who is this guy, Liz Frank? Okay,
that's a great question.
You know what? You're right. All these injuries are named after doctors. There's going to be a Dr. Ramirez. There's going to be a Ramirez Del Toro injury. That's the one I want. that's coming soon.
Coming soon to an eyebrow near you, right?
That's right. That's right. It's just a little lengthy to say. A mouthful. So, but the Liz Frank, that's a real touchy one. There's these ligaments in the midfoot that are very, very important at maintaining the stability of the foot. Ligaments connect bone to bone, and they provide stability. And in the midfoot, they're extremely important. So any little injury of that ligament, it can cause these bones to shift just enough. And just a little bit of shifting in that bone can throw off the entire kinetic chain. And really, it's a tough one to heal. You can't miss those. As a physician doing sports medicine, you really got to be on top of those.
Well, nobody's claimed the high ankle, right?
No, no, no. I was just looking at his just the mechanism of injury. You know, the,
no, no, no.
The ankle.
What I'm saying is, nobody's claimed being able to name the high ankle, right?
You're right.
Uh-oh.
We'll claim that now. We'll clean that up.
Yeah, we got the Del Toro high ankle. Huh? Yes, how's that?
Yes, yes, you guys need to get a little credit for it, too. Wolf Wheaton Ramirez Del Toro ankle.
That's there we go.
My goodness, man, it sounds like he had a concussion.
Now, Doc, even with a high ankle, he will be looking at 2 to 3 weeks, right?
That's on the aggressive side. And I know that down there you guys got all the best care. My high school kids, probably a little more. My Cal-U, depends on how quickly we can get them better. You really got to protect that ankle well if you're going to get them out there playing. A guy like Ben, I think it was 2 to 3 weeks last year. But the last year that he had the high ankle sprain, at one point he had a high ankle sprain. He came back from that, but... you know, you guys do have the best care out there, so potentially you can get them back that quickly, potentially.
Now, Doc, my second oldest had he rolled his ankle, and when they first took a look at the pictures, they said there seemed to be a lot of spacing. This was with no weight on the foot, not a lot of spacing on it, and so they were worried about maybe a fracture or torn ligaments. Then when he put weight on it, took a picture, and it was... You know, okay, there was no torn ligament, no fracture, just swelling. So is that commonplace?
That's very common. One of the things that I always do is when I'm assessing an x-ray of foot and ankle, and actually most lower extremity, you want it weight-bearing for sure. And a lot of times you go to the ER after a sprain, they have protocols, they just quickly get an x-ray. It does, you know, they're not thinking about the weight-bearing nature of it, but absolutely, you're bearing weight. Can realign what things look like. Yes, very common.
Well, tonight we have discovered the Del Toro high ankle sprain. So I thank you, Doc.
All right, guys. Yep.
Hey, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
All right, thank you. And that was Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, Director of the Sports Medicine and Spine Care of the Orthopedic Group, and we appreciate his input.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had the aforementioned Del Toro high sprain?
I have.
Really?
I have. I got it my senior year in high school, going into the playoffs.
Really?
Ended up missing the playoff game.
Oh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Well, I wonder if we can go like a Wolfley low ankle sprain. Can you have a low ankle
You going
to
claim that one up?
I don't know. I'm trying. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we will talk more things, all things football right here on Greet the Wheat 102.5 WDVE. It's Steeler.